In just 10 minutes a day, Daily J immerses you in the stories that shape Detroit. Text WWJ to 20357 for a link to listen to the Daily J. That's WWJ to 20357. Message and data rates may apply.
A member of Detroit City Council is calling for the city's police chief to appear before them to address the shutdown of Cinco de Mayo activities. Councilwoman Mary Waters says she wants Chief James White to discuss the crowd control associated with NFL draft activities and what she calls the inability to police and handle much smaller crowds yesterday. Cinco de Mayo activities in Southwest Detroit were shut down around 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon due to overcapacity. Water says she wants to make sure that racist, xenophobic double standards were not reflected in the early militaristic shutdown of Cinco de Mayo activities. Council's next meeting is set for tomorrow morning.
A vacant former office building in Detroit's Midtown is coming down to make way for Henry Ford Health's new state-of-the-art patient tower.
The heavy machinery is in place here at the southwest corner of The Lodge and West Grand Boulevard, and later today that building will start to come down to make way for a new Henry Ford Hospital. It's a state-of-the-art expansion of the Detroit Academic Medical Campus. The old building is located right across the boulevard from the iconic Henry Ford Hospital. Authorities say it will take about 2 weeks to demolish the building piece by piece, and then they are encouraging people to, well, be cautious if you're traveling to Henry Ford Hospital. In Detroit, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.